Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
I switched back to my mini wallet. This is like my summer wallet. It's just like, it doesn't open. It's just this.
Your summer wallet?
Yeah, because I'm like careless and like carefree. I'm in the ocean. I'm kicking my legs in the ocean. So this one just
get it wet.
Yeah,
get away,
I get wet.
We need to run the pool.
This just has my six debit cards and my ID.
Just that?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not, oh, well, I'm not saying there's money on all of them, but I got them.
Oh, guess who Uber?
What's in here?
Uber Drew.
Weed? It must be.
Black tar? Hey.
I must have brought this to the beach.
Is that, what is that, hashish?
No, it's not. It's not drugs per se, but I do scrape some of it off and heat it up on a spoon. And,
oh.
Oh.
For the pod.
We are on the pod, right?
Okay. Should we open those windows
she
for
said,
more light?
She said, save the pod. We are on the pod. Is this the intro?
Yeah.
Bitch, then why am I talking?
Because you're a part of this now. You're a part of this, Tracy. Hi, everyone. It's just me. It's Georgia. We're here at the pod today. We're opening windows, but I just want to mention this week on TrixieMotel.com, we're running a promotion. We're going to do a bunch of stuff here. 10% off for the whole week.
Sorry.
Trixie Motel tank, Trixie shorts, Trixie cup. Sorry, horrible. I'll stop trying to sell you things. That's
blah,
it.
Blah, blah, blah.
That's,
no,
it.
That's great.
But can I just say,
oh no, I looked at your merch. That's lovely.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know what that looks like? Jennifer Lopez's sippy cup.
Oh, yeah.
She has a rhinestone sippy cup that I saw her drink out of myself. Maybe you should get that stone.
Love this. No. Maybelline Express Brow Mascara. Not sponsored.
We're doing what's in my bag?
No, it's just cheap and good. And I was on the way here and I was like, for how cheap this is? Affordable. Great. Maybeline goes off, bitch.
They do.
They do,
and
I'm
they
sorry.
Give back to the community.
And they give back, but like Desert Island, if I had to redo all my drag from like a drugstore,
Desert Island.
If I was marooned on an island that only had CVS, and I had to get in drag for some reason, Maybelline, they're just so good.
If a Russian billionaire invited you to his private island,
yes,
and there was just a CVS and you had no drag, Maybelline
it
would turn you out.
Yeah, we have a friend who swears that they were invited to perform for Rihanna while she was naked.
Solo.
Well, no, no. They were the only Rihanna two was naked.
Oh, Rihanna was naked and they were the only two people in the room.
Yes. And she was, yes, hand-plucked personally because she has a quality that...
That you and I don't have. And we could never have.
That no other drag queen could ever dream of possessing.
Absolutely not. Yeah. Can I say, that, I hope you intend to put this on the wall because I love this.
That's my fap tray.
Wait, is this for rolling joints?
No, fapping.
You come on a tray?
Yeah, to that. Two birds.
Can I tell you what happened this morning? I woke up and I was just feeling, I don't know.
Horny?
No, the kind of horny where you want to do something to someone else, but you don't care if you get off. Do you know what I mean?
Selfless?
Yeah, I guess it was like horny, but not about me. So imagine sex, but instead of centering.
Submissive.
Yeah, instead of centering myself as the white man, I centered the other white man I have sex with.
You were queering your space.
I can't. Well, I heard this morning David was up because we've been on production calls for a certain TV show at 7:30 in the morning every morning.
Okay.
On Zooms. Okay. And by we, I mean David.
Okay.
I sleep through
You sleep in.
Yes. So I hear downstairs and it sounds like David's crying. And I go, is he crying? And I wake up and I come downstairs and he's watching The Real Housewives. And I said, I thought you were crying. And he was like, no, I was on a Zoom. I said, all right. So then we started doing stuff. I started.
Wait. So who was crying?
No one was crying. But
is that what got you hard? No,
I wasn't hard. I came down and I was one of those moods where I was like, it's like 8:30 in the morning. I'm going to suck this guy's dick. It was in that moment I knew I'm going to suck this guy's dick. And that's all. Okay. And that's who I am. And I don't know why you're so mad at me. I'm not. Can I have sex with my boyfriend of seven years? Is that okay?
I'm just concerned that you're doing things, your selfless acts of sexuality.
But I have to say, are you a morning horny person?
After I work out, usually.
I'm a morning horny person, but not always able to come an early morning person. So I might have a boner and I might be interested, but we might want to wait a couple hours unless you want to really put elbow grease in, you know?
I don't wake up with people, so.
Oh, okay. I heard crying and I went,
Mama, if you're waking up with me in the same bed, you are not horny. You're the opposite of horny.
Yeah, you're peeling away.
You're like horrified.
Uh-huh.
It's like the Terrifier. I just made them watch the Terrifier 2 kill scene.
Oh.
It's that. It's like when she gets scalped with the scissors. That's what waking up with me is like.
Wait, are you talking about two?
Two.
Because I watched one the other day for the first time. Had never seen it.
Okay. Tell them about
I stopped halfway through. Because I didn't live, girl.
Mama, it's a horrible movie.
I didn't live.
But you didn't see the ultimate kill scene?
I didn't live.
Oh. Terrible acting. Horrible fashion.
The sweet shot. The effort of like colored gels. I've made cheap movies. I make cheap YouTube videos every day. I know about cheap.
Yeah. Shoestring budget. Although,
it looked cheap, Mama. Yeah. It looked like a Hollywood Boulevard era.
Cubic zirconia.
Pleather. Not even nice pleather. CVS flip-flops, honey. Yeah.
Plastic stones. But you didn't see the moment where he's strung up the woman, ripped her nude, and then sawed her from the pussy to the crown of the head in front of her friend?
No.
That was the ultimate gag of that movie. Sharon Needles recommended this. I was like, Sharon, like years and years ago, I was at my old apartment. I was like, I need something scary to watch. She's like, watch The Terrifier. It's so awful. And I watched it and I was like, Sharon, I hate you for that.
It was really, really. But Mateo,
it was short though. It was short.
Mateo and you have told me that two is the one. But I couldn't not watch one. I'm not going to skip to two.
No, you should skip to two. Because two, though, should have been half as long.
If you can't look back at your own work and be accepting that other people have different experiences, we haven't even gotten to Barbie.
Oh, I know.
We haven't even retrieved the mop before we start to mop the floor. I'm still walking to the closet, the utility closet.
I haven't even punched the clock.
I haven't opened the front door of this house. I'm not even here yet.
Walking to Barbie like Nancy Drew to the review like, hallelujah.
I'm not a reviewer. And by the way, me knowing about Barbie, caring about Barbie, does not make my opinion more valid than anyone's.
No, we're gay. We have the right to just say what we feel.
But I've seen it twice now.
You have.
I have. I have to also say, this is, you know what, like at a meeting where somebody holds
pass the rock, hold the rock.
I just want to say that anybody who, the person I want shot, and I don't really believe in guns, but sometimes I do. The person I want shot is the person who's like the Barbenheimer, the person doing a double feature.
Well, you see, it's funny because like my boyfriend and I went to the movies and I went to see Barbie. But my boyfriend went to see Oppenheimer. And then we got in an argument on the way home and got in a car crash. And we both died.
Barbenheimer.
First of all, who's going to see Oppenheimer, Mama?
Mama. We done.
Grueling, long films with that thin man.
Historical things that we know all the facts about.
I can't take it. What is Oppenheimer? I don't even know. It was
the bomb.
Is it a historical drama?
It's a historical drama. The atomic bomb, bitch. Mama,
who's going to see a 3-hour grief film?
The thing is, Christopher Nolan turns the pussy.
Of course.
But of course he turns the pussy at Love a him. Very trying length.
Right.
Tenet, 4 hours long. The Dark Knight, 6.5 hours long. Let's see. Girl,
when I got COVID, I watched all those Dark Knight movies for the first time.
13.5 hours long.
What's going on with that?
It's
Miss Nolan needs an editor.
But she has one. But she doesn't use their services to the full.
Yeah.
I don't get it. I mean, like,
well, you're more credited than I am because I like bad movies and you have like a film degree and shit. So, you know, shit.
I just think, listen, I'm at the point right now where I think my attention span and taste level is a good metric for like pretty middle of the road quality. Like if I can sit through it, it's probably a great film.
Yeah.
But like, my patience is tried after 2 hours in the theater.
Trisha,
the Terrifier, mm-hmm. She tried us several times, and she got us good.
The length.
Me and yeah, 2.5 hours for
the
a
Terrifier
movie.
1 is 2.5 hours.
No, the Terrifier 2. Me and Eden saw it in the movies on tour at the theater. But when you are seeing a woman smearing blood from her crotch on the walls of an asylum, then giving birth to a clown head. You're really bored.
You tune in.
You're like, you're not really bored.
You at least have questions.
You're like, But uh-huh. After 2 hours, 2.5 hours of challenging acting, it got a little stale. Anyways.
Well, I just don't approve of the gay impulse to like
have sex with butts.
See both those movies in the same day. What is that?
I think it's like,
no, but I think it's like
a hers dare. Towels.
It's like, oh. It's like, hey, I heard if you have a Coca-Cola and eat a pickle, it tastes like strawberries. Or like, it feels like an ice bucket challenge. It feels very trying. Trisha Turlington.
It's ALS.
It's the ALS.
The Barbenheimer challenge.
Yeah, the pink ice bucket challenge.
Also, that's 2 hours. Oppenheimer's 3 hours.
Honey, darling.
What are we doing?
Girl.
When are we I helping start out making, with our parents?
When we start making films,
Mama, Doja Cat. It's like, what did she say? You need to go help with your parents. Get off your phone and go help your parents.
You need to get off your phone and go help your parents with the rent.
People with the Barbenheimer.
Yes, if you did Barbenheimer, you need to get off your phones and go help your parents around the house. By the way, she's not wrong.
She's not wrong.
If you're on Instagram Live chatting with your fave, you should be in the kitchen draining the pasta. Get the colander.
Raggedy help someone. Hip. Poor digestion. Ashtray.
Girl, Lana Del Rey's down at the fucking Waffle House.
She's slinging flapjacks in Arkansas. She's not doing Barbenheimer.
Babe, there is a tunnel under Waffle House.
Are you chopping it up?
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Grand Canyon University makes earning your degree possible with over 130 academic programs for traditional campus students, with more than 80 bachelor's programs offered online. GCU provides you with the personal support you need, from complimentary unofficial transcript evaluations within 24 business hours to scholarships, academic support, and your GCU graduation team led by your own university counselor. Find your purpose at GCU. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Honestly, I think lately, since I've been smoking more weed, I keep thinking like my perception is off because the simulation is getting weak. The simulation is glitching, honey. Lately, it's been like, if I talk about a song, it's on a commercial later. Mm. If Dave and I mention someone we met that we never see, we see them that day. Mm. It's been like the universe, so new people, no new songs, no new foods. It's the same things over and over and over.
All right, but isn't that just your psychic abilities being more fine-tuned?
I don't know, because we all know that my perception of being psychic is also a lot like the way people perceive their own memory. So I'm probably not psychic as much as I just remember things. But I forget that I remembered things. So I'll be like, how did I know that? And they'd be because I told you. I'm like...
It's supernatural.
So I went to see Barbie yesterday with the doll mafia.
Dolls.
Yes. A bunch of friends who are all doll aficionados. Yes. It's a very elite club. You'll notice you weren't invited.
I did notice that. However, I saw it the night before.
Okay, yes.
Actually 2 days before.
So Andrew saw it with you. Yes. So Andrew was seeing it again. And I sit down next to Andrew. We'd both seen it. And he goes, I'm so happy you're sitting here because we've both seen this already.
Yeah.
And I said, everyone's been saying, what did you think? And I've told everyone, I need to see it again. I'm not sure what I saw.
Okay.
I'm not sure what I saw.
What did you see? Is it in the room with us now?
I'm actually still not sure what I saw.
Okay.
But I want to know what you thought of it.
Okay. So first things first, Margot Robbie is so mesmerizing.
Of course.
It's like, it's the Anya Taylor-Joy thing. It's just like all these close-ups, she's 33. And she was not wearing a lot of makeup. That was one gripe I think Darian shared with it. The makeup was really not fierce.
I could have used, by the way, she's flawless.
Oh, flawless. And I think that's probably why.
I thought maybe it was art because in the beginning, her skin's really perfect. And as she starts to feel things, she has
she gets more
darker
human.
Circles. I thought maybe it was an artistic choice.
But I mean, like just in general, makeup wise across the board, because Mama Kate McKinnon's styling and makeup, I was not here for that one iota.
Really?
Yeah. So as Weird Barbie, Kate McKinnon was giving Punky Brewster after, like, it was very hokey pokey.
Missing persons.
Three little squiggles on a gorgeous face. She was not haggard, disgusting, hideous in any way, shape. It's Kate McKinnon.
You wanted like...
She was beautiful.
You wanted Island of Misfit Toys, like Toy Story Sid.
Mama, I wanted Sea Hag. You know what I mean? Like like tons of makeup, like art pop bullshit.
Yeah. That's what
three little squiggles on a flawless face.
That's what Andrew said. I wanted art pop level.
She was given Dykey Punky Brewster, like Betsy Johnson, like
it
as
was
a supermodel.
Totally giving Betsy Johnson.
Yeah.
Betsy Johnson by way of like Harold and the Purple Crayon.
Yes. Just with a little squiggle.
Squiggle.
I'm quirky. I'm weird. I didn't like that. But Barbie, like the earnestness and the sincerity at the beginning, I was like, ooh. And then the first joke came about like, does anybody think about dying? And I was like, okay, this could not have come sooner because this is really a lot.
That's so funny because for me, I think the first 40 minutes of the film are like my favorite part both times.
Well, that's in the first 40 minutes.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
But then the first half of the film, both times, I liked a lot more than the second half.
Yeah.
I thought the Ken song was so long. It's so unnecessary.
I had to, Austin was next to me and he didn't want to see the movie. He was dragged. I had to look away and like hold my throat.
It's just not for me. And we have to remember, this is a PG-13 film that, let's be honest, at the end of the day, it is a commercial for a product. It is. So we're watching we pay to watch a commercial for a product where they sell
us
toys. I mean, yes, it's a movie about a product. If the movie was about Coca-Cola, we call it a commercial. It's a movie about a product.
But is that like the Nike movie with Matt Damon? Shoes or whatever it's called? Air?
Seems straight. I'm not watching that.
But it's literally a commercial for Nike.
But then again, I'm watching the promos for the movies to come, right? Haunted Mansion, recognizable IP.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
No, Gran Turismo? You're telling me there's enough straight people in this world that we need a movie about driving in a video game?
That's not Gran Torino, it's Clint
Eastwood. Wait, what did I say? Isn't Gran Turismo the video game?
It's a driving
video game.
Oh.
And I was like, Andrew and I were like, I went, what? And Andrew goes, there's so many straight people, they can make anything.
Resident Evil?
They can make anything.
I mean, all these movies. There was a good one, the Silent Hill video game.
In the Venn diagram of Barbie, things that I was for and things where I'm not for. The things I'm actually not for, very slim category.
Yeah.
I liked pretty much all of it.
Yeah.
I was very here for the hair and makeup and costuming. My God, those costumes.
Bitch,
my God.
Several times I was like, oh. Like gasped.
The wigs,
gorge. The outfits, amazing.
Actually, very refreshing to see good wigs.
Lovely.
We never see that anymore.
I'm going to say something though, in terms of casting, Ryan Gosling is a little long in the tooth for that role.
You can say 75 years old.
He's literally AARP, and he was trying to give like, I don't know.
By the way, I loved his performance.
No, he's fantastic. I loved his performance. He's fantastic.
So funny.
But I could have dealt with about 40% less Ken in general, because that musical number,
it
tried my nerves to the...
I was going like this. But mind you, it's the Grove. Everyone's in pink. Everyone knows who I am at the Barbie movie.
Oh, you have to.
I'm going,
I love this.
No.
I'm loving it.
No, I'm looking around to see if other people are like, this 9.5 minute Ken number.
Mama. But then it turned into the Twyla Tharp, Lucinda Childs, like Busby Berkeley.
I didn't like that either.
You didn't.
At all.
Oh, ouch. You didn't like that?
At all.
Oh, I lived for that. When it became
Grease?
And formations?
No.
You didn't?
Not at all.
Okay.
The whole thing was Tryesha Turlington.
Wow, okay.
It was so long. And I'm sorry, if this world is requiring that Ken needs a song, where's the Barbie song? I don't care if she sings it. Where's the Barbie song?
Well, you know, those opening jingles, I did not care for.
I didn't care for the Lizzo song.
No, I didn't either.
Cut my throat. I don't care.
I know, it's like, here we are in the Barbie world doing stuff and I love that. It's like, okay.
That being said, that Dua Peep song goes off.
That was fun.
It goes off.
Yeah.
Dance the night away.
Yep.
Cunty.
Yeah,
Cuntisha.
Also, in terms of casting, Patty Harrison would have chewed up the scenery and fucking Meg Stalter would have shat. Probably would have been too good.
Chateau Marmont.
Really? A month stay at the Chateau Marmont.
A month
Marmont
stay, a lifetime comp. Supply comped Chateau Marmont. Because she's
you
shat.
And a friend will be staying at the Hollywood Chateau.
Mm-hmm.
They would have pulled focus. I laughed, I think, 6 times out loud, and I haven't done that in the movies in a
absolutely
while.
Absolutely.
When Will Ferrell, the owner of Mattel, which by the way, very smart on their part, they existed in this nether world where it's not quite Earth, not quite Barbie Land, because that company was...
It doesn't overlook the Hollywood Hills. It's not in downtown California.
No, it's not anywhere. It doesn't exist.
It's a drag version of itself.
Yes.
No, Mattel exists. It's in El Segundo.
No, I believe that. But that office with those people...
Of course.
Was a neutralized, fictionalized, like fantasy corporate world.
Yes.
Right? And so like, anyways, when he was, Will Ferrell was like, how much do you weigh? Doesn't matter. Like, I mean, things like
crazy.
That. There were so many fun jokes.
Or when Will Ferrell goes, we've had two female CEOs and some of my friends are Jewish.
Yes.
Like that's somehow related to women in the workplace.
It's
so obtuse and crazy.
There were some really good absurdist jokes like if two wise trees started a podcast or
totally
a choir of 2,000 young fathers.
Weird. Weird. I thought some of the visuals, Barbie Land is dazzling.
Yeah, it's lovely.
It's like Wizard of Oz.
Mm-hmm.
It's unreal. And how often do we see real environments in movies anymore?
It's all green screen.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
Barbie Land is amazing. The whole beginning is amazing. I'm not super satisfied with the main problem being that the Kens...
Hated it.
The Kens play guitar now and like horses. I would have liked higher stakes, but.
As soon as that problem was presented, I just like, okay, this needs to be quickly resolved, quickly, efficiently taken care of, because this is not something I want to watch.
It was a little, it was just a little overstayed its welcome, I thought. And then I will say, I love the Ruth Handler scenes, even though they were a little random. There's a scene where she tells an old woman on a bus stop that she's beautiful.
And she says,
we never see her again.
And she's like, I know.
And we never see her again, and it relates to nothing.
Okay.
You know, the feminism 101 thing got a little like,
I get it.
I don't know. And but I it was self-aware.
As a non-woman, I do feel ill-equipped to critique whether or not that was successful because most of the women I know had a very positive experience with those things in the film. People were crying at the premiere because the first time I seen it, I'm in the room with Margot and Robbie. So every joke, people are like, ha, 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 you know. The first time
my God, you saw with Margot Robbie in the room.
Nikki, Dua, Margolin.
Dula Peep acting.
Ryan was there. The whole cast was
no
there.
No Academy Award for Miss Dula
Peep. America Ferrera was there.
No Academy Award. Hello, Barbie. I mean, wood, talk about wooden. Those, Mama, this
the
table
mermaid cameos,
is softer than that acting.
The mermaid cameos, I was ready to break into that projector room, take out my beauty scissors, and cut that.
The Terrifier too.
It's horrible. Yeah. It's, horrible. So it's horrible. It's horrible. So the momentum comes to a screeching halt when a non-actor walks on the set
and says
a line.
Hey, Barbie, I love your world.
It was like, you want a sickening walk on roll on Two Broke Girls. That's literally what it was.
Yeah. It was like, hello, broke girls. Ooh. It was very bad.
And I also just want to say, don't clip our critique of this movie and at tweet anyone. Don't tell. Like,
no, do it.
But they will. And like, that doesn't.
Mama,
I don't get that.
I act so horribly. It's fine. I'm just saying.
We don't make good movies.
No.
We're just vibing.
But so anyways, I think like, you know what? The thing that bothered me so much, the styling was perfect, but her bedspread, the $8.99 Payette sequin duvet cover.
Oh, yeah.
In her.
Not buying.
Jail.
It.
Jail.
Yeah.
Even in the Barbie dream house. I don't care if it was true to product or whatever.
The flat feet scene didn't work for me.
It didn't.
Flat feet.
Ugh. I think that was funny.
Didn't work for me. There's just a lot of it. Ryan Gosling made me laugh so much.
Yeah.
He made the smallest stupid things funny, which I really appreciate. Like, so much of the laughs were things he weren't even saying. He was just playing it.
I mean, he was really good.
He's
I think
great.
They CGI'd his body.
You think?
I think they Avengered him a little bit. I'm not to say, I think they probably juiced him.
He's
then
so beautiful.
They sprayed him, and then they also post-productioned him a little bit. Yeah, he's gorgeous, but I felt like he was 42 when he should have been 35.
100%.
I think it would have been,
You think it should have been Amy Schumer.
Zac Efron. But he's just as old, I believe.
I liked it, though. I saw it two times. Both times I was happy with it. Both times I felt like it was long. And the Ken singing part went on so long.
I knew about the gynecologist because you had told me. And I was preparing myself for legs in the stirrups. And like some kind... I was preparing myself to be like...
You thought she was going to be...
I thought they were going to like
open her up.
Pussy lips and be like... Oh, she got a clit.
Right.
Oh, Barbie got a clit.
So outer and inner labia. Open the lips to reveal the lips. Is that what you're saying?
Do you want us to wax your pussy hair, mama? Because you're a true pussy woman.
Right. Well, I will say, I don't know, this affirmation of womanhood being that she was going to the gynecologist is also to say that all women have vaginas, which is untrue.
Well, it's very simplistic. It's pretty like reductive, right? It's pretty reductive. I do love the little rumblings of people who are like, Barbie's pushing a trans woke agenda down my throat.
Oh, I'm obsessed with it. Obsessed with it. By the way, if you think that movie's gay.
Yeah.
Have you ever known that Barbie is as gay as that movie and has always been? Do you know who makes Barbie? Gay people.
Yeah. Also, I like when they say we don't have any genitals at the beginning. Both Ken, Barbie and Ken.
Pressure's off.
You know, just so you know, I don't
have any genitals. I don't have a vagina. I did live for when Ken's like, I like the attention, and they're in those rollerblading outfits and everyone's making fun of them. And then some gay guy's like, love that. Love that.
I loved it.
I thought it was a very successful film.
America Ferrera did a great job.
That monologue about being a woman was both times good. Although when I saw it with the actors and everyone, you have to understand in the premiere, everything got a clap and a laugh because everything was someone's costume. The actors in the room.
Yeah.
The joke by so-and-so that we don't think was very successful in the premiere was like, ha, 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 you know. So seeing it a room full of people with no skin in the game, except the shitty pink Target flip-flops they bought for the movie. Like, that's the other thing. I'm all in pink, you know, like go to see the movie. Everybody in droves of pink. I'm like, bandwagoners. You know what I mean? I'm sort of like, we get it. You went to, the Fashion Nova was on fleek at the Grove. We get it. We understand. But now I'm afraid that pink is so big this year that for summer, that next year summer is going to be white linens. That's what I'm afraid of.
Oh, I don't think so. Pink is never going out of style.
But Andrew's saying that this is going to make Barbiecore like being goth, where people do it all the time and it's not a trend anymore. like people who wear pink all the time, Barbiecore, that's them.
Right. Oh yeah, that like that pink lady on West Hollywood.
Exactly.
Yeah, the one.
Yes, the lady with the pink car.
Yeah, just the one.
Well, there's Angeline.
And then there's two.
The pink lady of Hollywood.
Okay.
But I liked it. I mean, it was fun. It was a great movie.
Out of 5 stars, how many stars would you give it?
4.
Me too.
I thought it was great. I really did. I mean, I cried 0 times, but I felt things.
I actually cried. I cried 3 times.
The end when Barbie and Ruth are talking about like, you know, like being human and how unpredictable it is. And it's like, it's an existential crisis movie, which like, if you don't relate to that, you should, you know?
Yeah.
That Billie Eilish song, What Was I Made For?
Can you play a little bit of
it? I love it.
I don't remember what it was.
I used to float.
No. Ugh. Nails on a chalkboard. What was I made for?
I don't think it's worth sitting here and listening to, but.
Just give me a clip. I just want to do a clip. Maybe it'll jog my memory and make me cry. Oh, yeah.
I think it's beautiful.
Yeah, it is beautiful.
Oh, the music video is so pretty, too. That song's great. The Dula Peep song's great. The costumes are great.
Yeah.
So much of it is great.
Will Ferrell was fantastic.
Yes. The thing is, when you have a recognizable commodity, like anytime you do a, I'm going to take this IP and resurrect it, the people who love that are going to have something to say about it. And with Barbie, everybody has a relationship to Barbie. So Everybody has a 2 cents. They were never going to make a movie that everyone loved.
No.
It was never going to be possible.
Like Jim and the Holograms.
But Jim and the Holograms, I think, was agreed to be not successful. From the
start. Yeah, I don't think that it's tough to make that not corny. Like you can never make a good gymnastics movie. There just hasn't been one ever.
Jam and the Holograms.
Jan.
There's a good gymnastics movie.
No. What is it?
Don't know.
Yeah, there's not one. If you say stick it, I'll kill you. I'll throw that skull at you. There isn't a good one and it sucks. Because
I don't like sports movies.
Well, I do, but in order to get like in order to do the gymnastics, you need actual Olympic athletes. And
they did it with Itania.
They did CGI a lot, I think, too.
Amazing, though.
That was incredible. That was legendary. They could do that with gymnastics, but it wouldn't.
Itania worked me out.
It worked, yeah. Margot Robbie,
Margolin.
I saw her in Pan Am, this show. She's just so beautiful. It's like, ay, ay, ay. And then her husband should have played Ken. Have you seen him?
No.
Oh my God.
Anyway, hey, what else? I've been watching, let's see what else I've been watching. For my birthday, which is coming up, I told David in advance that what I want is 24 hours of watching The Office. Not in one sitting. I want them redeemable over the calendar year whenever I want.
Catherine Colostomy?
No. Oh. It can be whenever I want. And it can total 24 hours. So if I'm like, hey, David, tomorrow you're sitting on this couch and then you're watching The Office for 2 hours.
Oh, like you punch a card.
Okay, that's what I'm asking for. So I'm kind of getting geared up for that.
I think you should dream bigger.
Yeah, but... Yeah. Yeah, but he doesn't like that I watch The Office all the time. So it's sort of like...
It's your thing.
It's my thing.
It's your Oppenheimer.
It is. And I've been watching Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Okay.
It's been a lot of comfort programming.
Would you describe that as something I would like to watch?
I think at this stage, it's too late.
Okay.
I think you would react negatively to some of the sort of CW-esque, like supernatural love storylines.
Okay. Is it Charmed?
No, it eats Charmed for breakfast. Okay. It eats every other show like that for breakfast.
Okay.
It's the Sopranos of that type of show. It's just unbeatable.
It's like the best tasting shit you can eat from the toilet.
But it's not bad. The performances are so good. The writing's so good. Okay. The only problem is obviously now the, you know, people have, let's say, complex feelings about working with Joss Whedon that are now more public.
Right.
And I don't know much about it, but I know that at the time as a kid, a female driven like superhero show basically was the only one on TV.
Right.
Still one of the only ones that... you know, passes the Bechdel test.
Does it really?
Yeah, a lot of the storylines are not about men. There's lesbians.
Oh my God, lesbians on TV.
Magic and monsters and kung fu and comedy. I mean, that show really has everything.
Have you seen Kung Fu Hustle?
No, have you ever seen Kung Pao Enter the Fist?
No.
That's turnt.
Is it a animation?
They took a bunch of old kung fu movies and edited it and redubbed it to have like, to be comedic.
Okay.
And they only shot one character as a new character to like make a whole movie from old Kung Fu footage.
Oh, I like that.
It's really cunty.
Well, there's like this recurring thing in Kung Fu Hustle where this boy has half of his butt exposed. It's so weird.
Kung Fu Hustle?
Mm-hmm. It's a slapstick. It's a Chinese slapstick kung fu movie.
It's straight. I say that like I don't. My favorite show is not The Office.
I mean, so. It's yeah. I mean, I don't think there are any gay fucking in it.
The other day, I asked David to watch Happy Gilmore with me, and he was like, "Are you straight? Why do you like
Adam
these movies?"
Sandler. What did you like, Tommy Boy?
Love.
Do you like
Tommy Boy? Is incredible. Tommy Boy, Black Sheep, Water. Yeah.
Yeah.
Water Boy.
Little Nicky.
No, I'm not crazy about Little Nicky. Love Happy Gilmore. Love Billy Madison. Eat that shit up with a spoon.
Madison is turned. How about
Click? We stand Click.
I don't know what Click is.
Adam Sandler. Adam Sandler.
What about Jim Sandler? Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey. What film?
The Mask.
Of course. You know Cameron Diaz is 19 in that?
She's very young. That was her breakout role.
What a hot bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Love
She's
her.
So fun.
Yeah, one time I met her at a gig and I said...
Did you really?
Yeah. And she just put out that movie Bad Teacher, yes. Which I think was her last feature before she retired.
Yeah.
And I said, I just saw Bad Teacher. Some racy jokes in there. I thought I was doing comedy.
And she was not laughing.
She didn't like that. So just making great impressions on everyone.
Well, did you know that story about Paul Rudd at the finale of the last taping of Friends? Where he goes up to...
Paul Rudd is in Friends?
He was guest starred on it.
Oh.
So he goes... They're having a group hug, like a sentimental moment about the end of the show. And he goes up. He's like, we did it, guys. And not one of them laughed. Like, as a joke. Like, we did it. Like, you know what I mean?
Like he was a part of it.
Like, he was a part of it. Not one of them laughed.
I have been there.
Yeah. Just a bunch of humorless pricks. Sorry, Jen. And whoever else the friends are. Lisa...
I think with superstars, you need to temper your expectation about their tether to like laughing at themselves and others.
Their sensitivity to criticism.
Yes. Well.
Wait.
You know what I... Shut up. Ew. Ew.
I want to talk about your body.
Oh. Oh, no. My body. Which part?
Wait, my parents promised me the world and they didn't give it to me.
Do you remember the show called Sweet 16?
No.
Where rich kids would have their 16th birthday and cry if they didn't get like that
year's
car. They get like
the Porsche 911. Yeah, like, oh, no, 911.
They get like the 2011 Porsche and cry.
They got me a Porsche Carrera 2022. Yeah.
Love it.
It's fucked up. It's fucked up.
The inner workings of rich people.
Mama,
love it.
We speaking of rich people. Cut to Saturday night, it must have been. I swear to God, it must have been Zendaya or Dula Peep up the hill having the ultimate rager. I cannot believe I just didn't go up and wander into the party. I cannot believe it looking back.
I can't believe you didn't.
What?
Why would you want to?
Well,
to go hang out with the youths?
Mama, they were youthful. And so youthful, in fact, that a young man was walking down the street holding his penis out of his jeans and pissing.
Was it during the day?
No, it was not during the day. It's at night. It was a rager, a party. This man was walking confidently with his weenie out, holding it like...
You saw it?
I saw it clear as day right outside my bedroom window. It was actually extremely hot.
I'm not joking. No, I think I would find that a little hot.
He was probably like 25, 30, very attractive in that light. You know, I couldn't see very well, but saw enough to see...
Good enough for you.
Good enough to see his probably huge... dong spraying like a garden hose. I was like, is this like a prop thing? No, it was real.
Well, why didn't you pull out like your little golem act you do and crawl out there and say, piss on me, bitch?
Well, I couldn't get there in time.
You got this back little patio. Hey, do you want to come out and hang out?
Do
you pull the trade out here?
Mama, I was hoping somebody would wander up because that gate was not locked. Hello. But they don't want this old ass. Anyways, it was like limos, Escalades, Suburbans, for 3 fucking hours. And then tons of people walking shit-faced, high as a kite, completely blotto, totally looking like Hollywood Gen Z. I was like, whose fucking party was this? It must have been...
The richest people you know in giant hoodies with long nails and no makeup
there,
on.
But there, like, I don't know who lives up there. It was wild. But I guess it confirms that this neighborhood is not so much a family affair and more of a, like, house... party, wild kind of part of town. Do you know what I mean?
Well, that should make you feel good because now if you want to go out there and use a little JBL, like, it's your life.
Yes, totally. And if I want to have sex on my pergola, you know,
should.
I know.
I feel... We have neighbors, and there's high walls with coverage, and I'm back there naked all the time. My philosophy is, if you look over...
You're peeping.
You're peeping. That's how so I feel about watching porn on a plane. I'm like, if you look at me... I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. No, but I don't have an alt Twitter, so I follow a lot of porn accounts. And it always makes me laugh because they're like teenage Leslie fans are like, if I like a tweet of like a naked guy, they're like, gross.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like,
I'm a gay man. Yeah. Gay man. You're a gay. I have been on the subway in like Boston or wherever. And like used to follow a lot of porn people. Now I have to mute them all if I follow them.
Yeah.
Because opening up my browser on my giant iPhone and then like, you know, little driving Miss Daisy sees like just.
I know.
Yeah, it's not great.
I know. Well.
They were so young, so hot, so wild and like.
They're full of life. They're full of life. You know what they want? You know what they want?
What do they want?
They want long, long nails. They want a vape. They want a giant hoodie.
K&G.
They want a giant hoodie. They want alligator clip, two strands of hair, 90s sunglasses.
How young are we talking right now?
Thin little 90s sunglasses. And they want an expensive but ugly shoe.
Yes. Oh, yeah. The bigger and the nastier, like those Balenciagas.
Yes.
Yeah. Very, very nasty. Very like awkward looking.
They want to be breathlessly overworked without actually being employed.
But what do they want to do with each other?
Party. Have fun.
Are they doing... Cocaina and doing El Sexo? I don't know.
Who knows at this point?
Because I don't necessarily think that straight parties are like sex parties. Gay guys, it all turns into a sex
party. Was it straight people or gay
guys? Yes, it was straight. Well, I think it was a mixture, but it was definitely a lot of straight people.
What are straight people doing though? Like actually though?
I think it was like a, it was a.
But what are they doing at a party?
I think a famous person was hosting it because it was who drives that many people. Well, they're
there to be in the proximity of a famous person.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's what famous people throwing parties is. Would you like to be around me in a way that it's appropriate to be photographed?
That's the old Hollywood.
Who do you think it was?
I think it was Zendaya.
Jennifer Jason Leigh.
No, Penelope Ann Miller, because people saw Big Top Pee Wee on TCM and were like, ooh, girl. I don't know. I think it was Jennifer Lewis, the queen of Black Hollywood.
Probably.
I don't know. I think it was somebody like Zendaya, a young, or like, what's her face? Charli D'Amelio. Or she probably lives in Calabasas. The TikToker. Exactly. Old.
The TikTok I follow is weird.
We have the same birthday. That's how I know.
Do you know about the meat lover lady? I'll tell you next time.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this. When you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.